This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Papi Cissé to score and Newcastle to win is 7-1. Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win in the market at 7-2. Derek, Man United still fourth in the Premier League table following that win at the weekend against Sunderland. And it needs to be stated that they have only lost two of their last 17 in the Premier League. But some of their recent performances have been absolutely abysmal. And I think a lot of people reckon it's only a matter of time before they slip out of that top four.
Well, it is. It is. I thought, you know, when this bulletin began, I thought to myself, 21-20 United, I'll be having some of that. But in the last 20 minutes of change, I'm going to go for Newcastle.
What's been said?
I've no idea. But it's just the fact that it's John Carver managing Newcastle that tempers my enthusiasm a little bit. I mean, we said Newcastle and Villa at the weekend with Carver and Sherwood was dumb and dumber. Well, this is with Louis van Gaal face. It's thumb and dumber, isn't it? Just old thumb face van Gaal. I just can't bring myself to back United. They keep getting results, but every time I watch them, they keep getting worse as well. I mean, he's managing to do what Fergie did, you know, getting results while playing abysmally, but Fergie was winning titles. He's trying to get a top four place. I can't believe that Newcastle will have a better chance of beating Man United than they will have on Wednesday night. They've got a little win under the belt against Villa. Okay, it wasn't pretty, but it was the first home win, I think, under Carver. And the 3-1 to beat a bog-standard Premier League team at St James's Park. I'm going to have some of that. I'm sorry. That's the reason it's 3-1.
Newcastle 3-1 for Derek. You mentioned Alex Ferguson getting results when his team were playing badly. I think he got the best out of his players, though, didn't he, Ferguson? Well,
he's getting... Van Thumbface is getting the worst out of his players.
He is.
Every single Man United player has got worse under him.
Angel Di Maria pulled off after 45 minutes as well at the weekend, Lee. There's no confidence there, is there?
No, he's not. I mean, you know, for such a fantastic player, he seems to have really lost his confidence. I mean, it'll come back, obviously. Anyone who watched him, you know, playing in La Liga knows that he's a sensational player and at the World Cup. So it will come back. It's just that I get the sense that the fans and, you know, people around the club almost want this season over and done with. You know, I think... And look, Van Gaal's not hiding, is he? Someone asked him, I think on the Five Live or on Match of the Day, they asked him after the game, how close are you to get this team being the team that you want and the way they're playing? And he said, well, miles off. He said, it's just a slow process. He's got a long contract. He knows what he wants to achieve. And I think, you know, I guess they're getting closer, but
I think the board won,
wasn't it? Someone described it as an insipid win.
Yes,
that's exactly what it was. I mean, hard to watch.
The board want that top four place, though, don't they? It will be a failure if he doesn't get into the Champions League.
Yeah, but they've done nothing really wrong in terms of they're there, aren't they? Yeah, you can't ask for more than what he's doing. They're not going to win the title, obviously. I mean, their away form has been the thing that's really alarmed me this season. How bad they've been. How bad they've been in terms of their creating chances. Even at, you know, at Cambridge in the FA Cup, they struggled. I think this is going to be a draw. There seems to be a lot of draws on the coupon if we're right this week. But I think Newcastle almost set up for a draw here. And I don't think Man United create enough or are able to break teams down well enough. There is a bet that this is an absolute flyer, but Pepe Cissé's got a really good record against Man U in his time at Newcastle. He scored in the usually in defeat. He scored in the League Cup against Man U in 2012. He scored one of the three goals when they were beaten 4-3 at Old Trafford. He also scored in the game at Old Trafford this season when he got a penalty in the 87th minute. So I like Cissé to score in the game. You know those, I don't know if you've seen these, Derek, but at the bottom of most of the matches now, I think it might be all the midweek matches, actually, in the other markets, there's a load of new kind of specials, if you like.
All right.
There's correct score group betting, which is quite nice, a bit like the boxing grouped round betting. Yeah. But there's a score a header. And given Man United's kind of defensive frailties, 13-2 for Cissé to score a header. Quite like that. He's great in the air, Cissé. But I mean, that's just a flyer. I'd just take him to score a goal in the match. I don't really. I'm not willing to commit to a result, but I do think it'll be a draw. He is the headline offer, by the way, Cissé to score in Newcastle win at 7-1. But 23-10 on his home ground. If Newcastle are going to score, I'm willing to think that he's he's the most likely to do it because they haven't got many goals in them. So 23-10.
And just in addition to that, a stat from Opta, Papi Cissé has the best minutes per goal rate in the Premier League this season. Minimum 4 goals to qualify for that particular stat. He's got one every 84 minutes.
Well, very good. I was going to unleash that stat, but I thought I would bore you all.
Just leave it for me. Yes. Papi Cissé, 23-10 to score any time, and Derek going with Newcastle.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.